Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Welcome back to the Burden and Blessing Podcast. My name is Pastor Tom Nauman. This is our Word of the Week series where we take a look at specific Bible words, big church words, and we discuss and define what they mean within the context of Scripture and within the context of the Christian life. Continuing in our series today, we are looking at the names of Jesus. And the name for our consideration today isn't so much of a name as it is a title. It is the title Messiah, or Christ. Messiah comes from the Hebrew word Messiah, and means anointed one, or chosen one. So the Greek equivalent is the word Christos, or in English, Christ. So contrary to popular belief, the name Christ is not Jesus' last name. No, it's simply a title that comes after his name. Jesus Christ is the same as saying Jesus the Messiah. In biblical times, anointing someone with oil was a sign that God was consecrating or setting apart that person for a special role. So someone who is anointed, an anointed one, was someone who is special, someone who had a God-ordained purpose. So this term goes way back to the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, people were anointed for the three specific positions within the Bible: prophets, priests, and kings. So for example, God had Elijah anoint his successor, Elisha, to be Israel's next prophet. Aaron was anointed as the first high priest of Israel. That was Moses' brother. Samuel, the prophet Samuel, anointed both Saul and David as kings of Israel. And all these men held anointed positions. But the Old Testament predicted a capital A anointed one, a coming chosen one who would redeem Israel. So Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah chapter 61 that the Lord would set his spirit upon his anointed one, the one who would bring good news to the poor. He would bind up the brokenhearted. He would proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. This anointed one would be the Savior. He would be the Messiah, the chosen one, the Christ. And of course, as we know from reading the New Testament, that this person was none other than Jesus himself, Jesus of Nazareth, who was the promised Messiah. So throughout the New Testament, we see proof that Jesus was this anointed one. He was the Christ. He was the Messiah. Throughout the Scripture, we read different passages about this. John 20 says, "These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." Peter made a great confession in Matthew 16 that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And of course, the ultimate evidence that Jesus is indeed the promised Christ, the Messiah, the chosen one who would free the captives, us, from our sin, was the proof of the empty tomb. Jesus' resurrection proved that he was God's chosen one. He was the one whom God had appointed and set apart to be the chosen, anointed Messiah, the Savior of the world. So Jesus fulfills the role of all three things, prophet, priest, and king, which is even further evidence of his being the Messiah. He is the prophet because he preached the word of God. He's the priest because he sacrificed himself on the cross on behalf of the sins of the entire world. And he's the king because after his resurrection, God gave him all authority. He seated him at his right hand in heaven. So the Jews of Jesus' day expected the Messiah to redeem Israel by establishing an earthly kingdom, a visible external kingdom here on this earth. But it wasn't until after Jesus' resurrection that his followers, his disciples, truly began to understand what all these prophecies in the Old Testament really meant that the Messiah would do. He was the anointed one. He would deliver his people spiritually, not set up an earthly kingdom, but set up a spiritual kingdom which grows in our hearts from the implanted word which is there and makes us wise unto salvation through faith in our Messiah, the one and only Christ, Jesus himself. So it's really a wonderful title. It's an incredible name. It's a really beautiful way to express our belief in the Old Testament and the New Testament by calling Jesus the fulfillment of all those messianic prophecies. He is the Christ. He is the one who was promised to come, and he accomplished the mission which he was sent forth to perform, namely our salvation. So praise be to God for that wonderful name, that awesome title, Jesus Christ the Messiah. Hope you enjoyed this lesson today on the Word of the Week, and come back next time to hear more about the names of Jesus. The Lord be with you all. We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.